Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Washington win that division last year,
But everybody sees the cowboy whom has done nothing, but Dak has come back. You know what? I ain't going to do it, Tree. They try and get me on my soapbox early, Tree. I ain't going to do it. I'm sorry. Hey, I apologize.
Yeah, don't give him too much, bro. Don't give him all of it at one time.
I can't help it, young. When I get to talk about them cow bumps, it's just like, yeah. It's just, because talking about them cow bumps, it's like vomit. And I just can't stop. It just keeps coming and coming. But just listen, those are the topics. There's so much more on today's Tuesday, July 6th edition of the Tales Corner. 563-999-3782 is our number. 563-999-3782 is the number. Y'all, hey, listen. Y'all need to be passing this on. I can see on in the computer, in the studio, I can see when we got new listeners and new callers and all of that, and we want y'all number on, encourage you all to keep passing this number on so we can grow bigger and bigger and we can get different opinions. I want, come football season, Treece, my goal is to have a representative from every team on Tales Corner. You think we can do
okay.
that?
Yes.
That's what's up. So we'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We're going to take this quick pause for the calls and get right back at y'all.
Yeah.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? For me to have the room. Question the authority. Chairman of the board, chief of affection. You got mine to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. I need an apple bomb, you gotta put me on.
Need an apple
yeah.
bomb, you gotta put me on. Miss T,
yeah.
apple bomb, you gotta put me on. We know that you picked the Suns, you went with the Suns. You know what I mean?
Right.
How you feeling on your calling the shot? Well, can we call you Mrs. Shot Caller?
I mean, hey, you know, I be trying to tell y'all, but y'all don't want to listen.
Hey, go ahead, girl. Go ahead. No, seriously, though, I just think that the injuries were
yes.
too much for the Clippers to overcome. I think that the
yes.
Clippers just they lost. Kawhi, I mean, let's be honest. What's his name? It's never been a leader, for real. What's his name? Come on, girl. Help me out.
Who, for the Clippers? For the Clippers you talking about?
Yeah. Not Kawhi, the other one.
Paul George.
Yeah. Never been.
Paul George. Yeah, he's never been a leader. Your phone going out again a little bit.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, he's never been a leader. So we can't say that he disappointed his team because they really didn't expect much from him. You know what I mean? So
can we stop
calling
him Payoff P then?
We're going to have to. We're going to have to stop calling him Payoff P. Because, boy, I ain't going to say what I've been calling him, but it ain't Playoff P. Let's take a call. My man,
yeah.
Lou, what's up, Lou?
Okay.
All right. I'm just wondering, how it's going to go with for the Bucks without the Greek Freak because, that was their star player. Yeah, I know. Milton's still there. He has a big part, but I don't think they're going without him. I think the Bucks are in big trouble.
Hey, Lou, can I tell
you
something?
Uh-oh.
I think the Bucks are a better team without Antetokounmpo.
Why?
I think the Bucks are a better team without Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, I heard, but I just don't believe it.
I agree with that because when Antetokounmpo, when he's not there, everybody is in the correct position. And they play the position right. They play it right.
And the ball moves more fluid. I mean, I watched them the other night, and I was like, wow. And I know it was just against Atlanta, but Atlanta wasn't a scrub team. Atlanta wasn't bummed.
Right.
They just didn't have their leader there. And when he did finally come, speaking of Trae Young, when he did finally come, it was almost to no avail. Seriously.
Yes.
You could see clearly he couldn't move, he couldn't jump, and it wasn't himself. So, but we can take that example with Atlanta and flip it over to Milwaukee. They played better with Antetokounmpo on the bench. They played
better.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we wouldn't see much of him this series. And they blame it more on the knee injury, the hyperextended knee, than, letting on that the young man really can play.
Yeah.
He really can come out there. But anyone can see they are a better team without him.
I'm not going to say they're a better team without him. I'm not going to say they're better. I'm just going to say people, they rely more on the team when he's not there. So it's like everybody else just do their job, They just do their job when he's not on the floor. When he's on the floor, he demands more because he is who he is. Instead of just playing
the
basic role.
But,
I'm sorry.
You're basically saying the same thing I'm saying without saying the same thing.
That's true.
And I understand we don't want to, this day in age in superstars, we don't want him to get in his feelings and hurt his feelings or whatever. But I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Watch this team play without him. I'm sorry. We'll put it this way. They are a more sufficient team without him. They are they have a better chance, I'll say, without him. Let's go to Classy.
Yeah.
Hello, Miss Classy. How are you today?
You there, Classy? Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, Latrice. I'm just agreeing with you guys. I think that when they spread the ball around, they are more consistent and they play a better game. When there's one guy who is demanding more time, it kind of drains the energy in a way, don't you think? I mean, I don't know.
I do.
Seems like that.
No, I agree with you. I agree wholeheartedly with you.
Yeah, that's why I think the Suns, these guys are so fresh. They're so not used to being where they are, you know, that that's why I think they've gotten so hot, you know. They just have this energy, this amazing energy because and Chris Paul has been around for a while, so it's not like he's a, you know, newbie or anything. But I just think that they have more consistent energy spread around rather than one guy having all the time on, you know, ball time.
Oh, the success, I say. Because, I mean, you know, if they keep giving him the ball all the time, you know, he demanding the ball. I mean, that just put a lot of pressure on everybody else. That's like Drew Holiday. Like he was saying, he said it the best. You know, like, you know, his family and everybody is telling him to be more aggressive, to do this and do that. But if when you playing with somebody that want the ball just as much as you want the ball, then it ain't but one ball on the floor. It's only one ball.
You can't have your one team fighting over the ball.
No.
Exactly. And that's what I was trying to say earlier.
Brother Pig, ready?
Yes. Hey, good evening, everyone. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good series. It's gonna be a good series. I'm of course Phoenix is just rocking. It's rocking. It's been
I'm
so long since they won. I'm sorry.
Looking forward to this series coming up.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Two unknown teams.
Brother Ted, we brought you in. You here?
Right.
Okay. Hey, Ted.
Right. Hey, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, ladies.
How are you
TKG.
Doing,
Ted? I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm excited like y'all. I'm excited.
You
like
excited?
Yeah, I caught y'all a little bit in y'all comments about it. I'm excited too, also about this young team and about the series period. And also,
yeah.
I caught what you said about you know, Giannis dominating the ball. And I was saying earlier also, why did they bring? That's what they brought Drew for him to, you know, to share the ball and they brought other people around Giannis so he wouldn't have to do so much. But I find they were still doing. Still trying to be dominant and trying to bring the ball up and shoot three-pointers and not really posting and whatever and letting other players do what they're supposed to do. That's what you brought them there for. So
right.
I it might be better for them in a sense because, like, say they get to everybody get to share the ball now and show their talent and stuff, and Lopez get to be a big man. Then you get Middleton who has been carrying them pretty much. Like Kale had stayed away earlier. And, you know, the rest of the team, he got to rely on their bench, and they got a decent bench. Bobby Portis coming in and doing his thing. So, but Phoenix is a young, up-and-rising team, and they got that general that's hungry. He's a little pit bull. He's straight hungry.
Yeah.
And I did pick Milwaukee to go all the way, but I want Phoenix to win.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I guess terrible of us. We pick one team but hope the other team wins.
Let's go take this call. Let's go to 57. What's up, 57?
Hey, how y'all doing this evening? What's up?
What's up? 57.
All right. I'll be able to tell y'all more after it's over with.
You scared?
Too much. 57.
What? I know. 57 play too much.
He's scared.
Said, come on and listen. You know what, 57, you was late. You didn't hear Treat in the beginning of the show. You know, her new name is Priest to Damas because, you know, she was screaming proud about she called all this before it happened. And then we can come to you, and then you're just going to give up your opportunity to scream, I told y'all so, by saying, I'll know more when it all ends. I'm kind of disappointed,
right,
man.
Yeah,
we're
disappointed.
We're going to come to Thunder. Nah, I ain't got enough for y'all right
there. Come on, bro. Before something out the hat. Put it out the hat.
Let me tell you, I think that we're going to be as NBA fans.
Let's go.
I think that we're going to be entertained very well. And I think we're going to see a different Chris Paul. And what I mean by that is he's going to pull all stops out. He's going to play all games. And to keep it real and honest, Chris Paul isn't the clean-cut guy that a lot of people makes him out to be.
At all.
And I think he's going to show that in this year final series because he is playing for what he really, really wants. He's playing for this Larry O'Brien trophy. And everyone, everywhere I look, everywhere I turn, all I hear is this will solidify his lineage. And this championship is needed by Chris Paul to put a bow on his career. And Chris Paul hears this as well. Besides the guys who are still talking about LeBron and I heard that today. You made me pull that up and watch them. And it is amazing to me how they're still talking about a player with all the basketball we have left. Basketball is pinnacle right now, and they still want to talk about a player who's not playing. Well, we're not going to do that here, fellas. We're going to talk about the team that remains, the team that will be entertaining us in this series starting tonight. Go ahead, Dre.
I just piggyback on what you said. Like, yes, let that man go on with the off season. Let him do whatever he want to do. The Suns and the Bucks is what we're here to discuss and talk about. And if he falls in between the lines, in between any of that, then we'll nip on it a few. But we ain't going to spend a whole bunch of time on LeBron and all the tactics that they got going on. Shenanigans. We're not doing that. We're just going to talk about the teams that made it. The two teams that haven't been here in years, 20 years, there's a whole lot of content we can talk about. Because neither one of these teams, the Suns or the Milwaukee Bucks, has been to the NBA Finals in forever. So we can talk about them forever.
Hey, the last time
Milwaukee was in the 70s with Oscar Robertson
71.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
71, the year I was born. 1971, the year I was born.
You're younger than I am.
Milwaukee has been there.
No, they were there was 1974, but they lost.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
You're right. They were there. Last time they was there in 74, but the last time they won it was in 71, correct?
That's correct.
You're correct, Lou.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is it okay if I make an observation?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
From from the way I saw it the other night, the last game that they played Milwaukee. If this coach doesn't realize what just happened with his team those last two games, and what I mean by that, it seemed like to me that they woke Lopez up as far as a mm-hmm. big man playing on the inside. Now, if the coach right. can figure out how to keep Lopez on a roll like he's been for the last two games and bring Giannis back into the fold, because it seemed like they played a more cohesive game without trying to throw the ball to Giannis all the time. Mm-hmm. I think the lady Classy, I think that was like what she was saying. It seemed like that puts a lot of stress on the team. And if without Middleton, they wouldn't even be in this position, I think. But I think they woke Lopez up. Lopez has been playing great. And if they can bring Giannis back in the right way, I think they could win the title.
But 57, that's just it. They can't. They can't. When Giannis is in the game, Lopez will have to play a completely different game. Lopez has to play completely different if Giannis is in the game, because Lopez doesn't know with Giannis. Lopez doesn't know the paint or the perimeter. When Giannis is out, Lopez knows, okay, I can play the paint. That's why we saw a different Lopez, because he was able to play the position that he normally played, which is
Well, Kale, you've been a coach before, so when you got a situation like that, it's up to the coach to make how you want to run your offense plain. And I understand what you're saying. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. But I also feel like it's up to the coach to say, this is how we're going to run our offense. This is what we need to do to win the championship. And then everybody need to put their egos to the side and let's go out here and win this championship.
Right.
I agree 100%. But let me tell you, where this gets tricky. You got a guy who has been playing a certain position all his life, and now you're asking him to switch up and play power forward. You know, you're asking him, hey, be out more on the perimeter. And that is why in earlier games with Milwaukee, it really wasn't that much being said about it, because he was playing out of position because Giannis
can I chime in on this?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, like 57 was saying, like you say, I mean, it's the coach. Like I have been saying before, I pick Milwaukee, but I don't trust their coach. And like I said also about Doc, you know, you got these pieces, but you got to use them like a chess pieces on the board. You got to put certain lineups. You got to go with the flow of the game or how it's going. You got to counteract or whatever. But like you said, Lopez is a center. In his next days, he's played as a center. He is a true center. But with Giannis, you have to clear that lane, because he's trying to drive. He's trying to get the ball from the top of the key and then drive. So therefore, that's why they got Lopez spread it to the wing, to the corner. Okay, so now if you don't have Giannis, so he go to his center position, which he can play both, but now you got somebody in the middle that's what you got a team, you got him in the middle, so now you got your other players playing their role. Where, you know, it's not so clogged, and the ball is not dominated by Giannis. The ball is moving, and you're playing basketball. Right. So it's up to that coach how he's going to, like you say, regardless of what they do, this is what I want y'all to do. This is what I want y'all to do. I want you in the center. I want you playing here. I want you doing this. You're not doing it. When we come in timeout, they're not doing it. I reiterate that.
Yep.
And on the sideline, I'm reading, get here, get there, boom, boom, do this and do that, you know, or whatever. Depends on what the situation is at hand. But I agree. I think they got a better chance, though, without Giannis. Truly.
For the first time in 2 weeks, I agree with Ted. I thought you were giving me last week.
I thought you were giving me last week, though.
Well, you last week was crazy.
Yeah. Well, that was me. That was Rev T. That was me. That was something else. But yeah, I agree with you guys.
Yeah.
I agree with you guys totally and stuff.
But you know
I'm
what?
Excited.
If you don't mind me, and I don't mean to cut across anybody, but throw this in here real quick. If you right before Giannis got hurt, Atlanta had figured Giannis out. That charge and spin move. They took the ball away from him three times in a row when he did it.
Thank you.
They had figured it out, then he got hurt. So if I'm the coach, I got Lopez in the game. Lopez is down low. If Giannis going to have to figure out if he wants to be the star or if he just wants to win a championship. And what you were saying, Kel, about out of position, most of your superstars in the NBA can play two or three positions. And if he can't do that and he's a superstar, something wrong.
Right. Position.
I've never really looked at Lopez as a superstar.
I'm talking about Giannis. I'm sorry. I was talking about Giannis being able to change up.
Well, and again, I'm going to start my statement the same way. I've never really seen Giannis as a superstar. I really haven't. I look at Middleton. Holiday. You know, and what these guys bring to the team, and I weigh that with what Giannis brings. And I don't know if it's just me, but it just I see more production from a Middleton and God, how did I keep the way that took up for?
NBA has picked Giannis to be that superstar. They gave him MVP player of the regular season 2 years in a row. Come on, so they picking him. They slighting him to be the great Greek hope. So NBA is picking him to be that, regardless of what he's doing. That's what they trying to do. So that's why he's considered their superstar on their team. But he has to adjust his game to where he has role players. That's what they came there for.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They got to let the people play the role that they hired him for, basically. And when he's on the floor, they don't do that.
Exactly. And that's the coach need to
and that's the
get
problem.
Right.
Yeah, you can't, if somebody is on the floor and y'all hired him to do a certain job, and then every time he get on the floor, y'all complain, he can't do the job because somebody else need the ball, and they hang. So that's defeating the purpose. That's why Drew Holiday is the way he is. He's up and down because he don't know what people expect from him or what they want from him on the team.
I agree. I totally agree with that. I agree with that assessment. And, Kel, I agree. I don't believe Giannis is that what the NBA is trying to make him. I agree with you, Kel. He is not that. Because when you said about Miller, I said Giannis is approval, but he does his thing, but he hasn't really developed to be that winner with that killer instinct like Chris Paul has. You know, Chris Paul is a beast. He's a dog. He's a pit bull out there, man. And that's how you call it a beast. I'm out there to win, okay? I'm going to do everything with this sportsmanship, and I might hit that elbow because that's part of the game. I had a dude. I call myself doing the Giannis. And I'm coming from the top of the key, and I call myself Josh. Man, you think he didn't hit me with a forearm? And boom. And I said, man, don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm over in over by your gym, tell the gym by your way, by the mall over that way. But I'm over Marlon Heights. I'm over by Marlon Heights gym. And dude hit me with a forearm, Jack, but that's part of the game, you know? And stuff like that. But any dirty play, no. But as far as gamesmanship, I'm going to do it.
Well, for me,
But when we come back, I want you guys, now we've all said how we feel and what we think Giannis is going to be. I want you guys to look player for player on each team and tell me who the wild card is. I want you to tell me who is that guy that everybody is sleeping on, but you honestly believe he's going to be that dog. He's going to be the
dog.
So that's what we're looking for, the difference maker. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. Don't difference maker, guys. We're looking for the difference maker. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
While he was scheming, I was beaming in the Beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I called my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a stop in Sia. And on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. There goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me. And that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you owe.
Right back at you.
Oh, hit him up style. That's it. Hit him up style. There, boy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to tell y'all, hey, listen. Hit him up style ain't no fun, man. Especially when it's your money she sends you. We ain't gonna get into that. let's start with boy. Classy, who do you think is going to be your surprise player, that player that comes out of nowhere?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I have not been with this the whole season. I haven't. And so I'm just picking up. I think it's going to be this guy that they drafted about 2 years ago. He was their number one pick, this young guy. And I can't even think of his name. Y'all probably know more than I do. But he's
Katie?
Yeah, could be. He was number one a couple years ago. And he's kind of shown flashes, you know. But he hasn't gotten a lot of attention. But I think he's got a lot of potential for being a kind of a secret weapon and emerging. I don't know. I'm not anyone to say.
I can see him emerging and pulling through as a wild card. He would be considered a wild card. So great answer.
For Phoenix, I can't remember his name. The guy that comes in and plays with Chris Paul when Chris Paul takes a scale. I think he's gonna have a. What's his name again? Cameron.
Cameron Payne.
Oh, yeah, left hander. Yeah. I think he could end up having a good series for Phoenix if they win. And I know this is not, you know, somebody coming off the bench, but I'm just going to say this real quick. Middleton is the only person out there that can't be stopped. I don't care what they say about Giannis or whatever. They cannot stop Middleton. But the man I think is going to have the incredible game is going to be Drew Holiday. If they win the title.
Well, I mean, with Chan and Holiday, we kind of expect them to show improve or to show up and show out.
Right.
You know, right? Am I wrong?
Right. No.
No, you're not wrong. I'm just thinking that Holiday is going to carry the team. I don't mean he's just going to be a big part. I think he's going to be the, like Middleton was in the semifinals over here. On this, I think that's what Holiday going to end up doing. He going to be the man.
Oh, I feel you. Okay. I feel you.
All right, Ted. Give me somebody, Ted.
Unmute yourself, Ted.
Okay, I'm going to say with Milwaukee, hey, do I get one or two for Milwaukee? Just one?
One on each team.
I'm going to say Bobby Portis. I'm going to say Bobby Portis.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Portis for Milwaukee.
Bobby Portis put a lot to the last series. Do you think he still got some left?
He's going to have to. He's going to have to. Because he's going to have to play a bigger role and more of a role because Giannis is going to be out.
Right.
So
right.
He stepped up. He stepped up in the last series. Like I was complaining before, why they don't let him play. When Giannis was complaining, remember early in the early series, he was getting tired and they had to take him out to get rest. And when they was playing KD and them, and they was talking about KD playing the whole game, you know, and mm-hmm. then James Harden coming in off an injury playing pretty much the whole game, but Giannis got to come out for being tired a couple of times.
Right.
So I'm saying why, you know, like I said, Bobby Portis got to step up. That's why I think that with Giannis, it's a blessing and it's a curse and a blessing, you know, because it's a total different team. And everybody get to play, and they're going to have to definitely insert Bobby Portis like they did this last game. And he's another dog that don't care, and he can shoot outside. He's gonna play inside. He's gonna bang. He's gonna challenge. He's not gonna back down from anything. If I could just throw a little hat with PJ Tucker, that's all I'm gonna say. Now I'm gonna go with Phoenix. Now I agree with you, 57. That's campaign, Cameron Payne. I agree. He's going to make a difference. He's going to make that difference. But I'm also hoping that Šarić make a difference coming off that bench.
Yeah,
the other center,
mm-hmm.
the big man. Oh, right, because Ayton, you know, exactly. Ayton going to also get a working out. Giannis might come back maybe fourth game or whatever. We don't know. But they're going to need Šarić too. So they won't wear out Ayton, you know.
All right, let's take this call. 202-638, you on with Kale and Miss T and all of Kale's Corner. Who's calling?
Okay, this is Steve from the Burgundy Gold Empire. What's up? How you doing, ma'am?
Long time no hear, brother. Everything is great, man. I ain't got no more fingernails, Steve. I done started biting my toenails waiting for football season, man.
Yeah, I've been a test crash dummy. I fell this Friday and stuff, trying to get my leg and stuff. So I was a test crash mm-hmm. dummy when I was trying to get home. I fell and, you know, broke. Only got one leg, so I was busting myself up, but let's get to this NBA final, mm-hmm. right? But
before you do, you got my prayers, brother. Before you do,
thank you,
you
appreciate it. I got
yeah,
some lunch. Right? Well, thank you. But my man, I mean Phoenix, right? Because you don't hardly see them on TV right now, unless you got cable or you want to stay up late, like. It's 11, 12 o'clock at night, right? But,
right.
Man, Chris Paul, been tearing them up. Devin Booker, been tearing them up. Like I say, they at full strength. Milwaukee not. I said Phoenix in six, you know, because if Giannis not playing the first game, they gonna blow them out the water, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Giannis is a key player. I mean, like I said, you don't have the big man. And like I said, Phoenix got two young, dominant big men they can go to. They can play flippity-flop and slam dunk, you know. So, I mean, people haven't seen Phoenix on live TV. Oh, they're going to see with this. Remember, they kept building up, and they was like, oh, man, they ain't see Phoenix. But once they build up, it was like they even surprised the Lakers. Like, they had Davis in them, and they had LeBron. They was like, surprise, boom, you know, and took a low. So, hey, you know. And then LeBron's going to blame the trainers, going to blame this, going to blame the NBA. You know, just take a loss, brother. Take a loss. Come on. Can't win everything. You know?
And let me... I was just about to jump in here. Ted grabbed mine to Tucker.
Again?
PJ Tucker. I don't know why. Even more so than Bobby Portis, because if I have a one and a 1A, it's Tucker and Portis. Because nobody coming off of Phoenix bench really can compare with these guys with what Tucker brings and Portis brings to their team. So I think that those guys will be different makers because if I'm not mistaken, and this is just my opinion, everybody, but I look at these guys as they could go to another team and start.
They could.
They don't necessarily have to come off the bench. Tucker or Portis. You know, they can start on other teams. So, in essence, Milwaukee has starters coming off of their bench. And I think that those guys will be different makers. We saw how both Portis and Tucker, when Giannis went down, three players stepped up. Lopez, Portis, and Tucker. Those three players
and Holiday.
Well, I think with Holiday, I think it was a situation where he was able to do more what they brought him there for. Ted said it earlier. His job was to be a facilitator. Hit a shot here and there, a big shot when the team really needs it, that umph. We can use him for that. But his true cause for being there is to be a facilitator. Go ahead.
Well, I think for Milwaukee, I think Torrey Craig is the sleeper. And I say that because
Phoenix. Yeah, that's Phoenix.
I mean, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I apologize.
Right.
I meant to start with the Suns first. I'm sorry. Torrey Craig is my sleeper, and he's my sleeper because he's another big man that can he can guard everybody on the floor. He can move around. He can guard. He's all over the place. That's my sleeper for the Suns. Now for Milwaukee, I got Jeff Teague. Jeff Teague got to stand up.
Mm. Ooh, good choice.
Jeff Teague got to stand up and show out.
Wow.
He got to come on with it and show out. Like you
that's
already
excellent.
Started it. Like we need you to finish it. You need to come on and finish it.
Wow, you know, I forgot all about
Steve. Oh, you forgot about him?
I have completely taken Steve off of my radar because he really hasn't been getting a lot of playing time. So,
right.
And Just the other day when Kid and I were watching the game, I said, man, I forgot that Milwaukee had teeth, you know, and just remembering what he contributed to his other teeth. Why they not
using
before? But hey, right. I think he'll be good in this series,
You're going away from us, Chael. Come on back.
I think it would be at an advantage for Milwaukee to utilize.
Yeah. Hey, also, I want to add this. Remember, they talk about injuries. Remember, Milwaukee had a big piece that's missing that was for they had regular season. Vincenzo, the guy that played with Villanova. Remember, he was a big part of their team, too. And they had to adjust Vincenzo. Redhead kind of like guy. White boy from Villanova.
Oh, Vincenzo.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I had forgot about him, but he was a big piece, and they did make a good – they made an adjustment. Like you said, and T, you dug that out. That's an excellent one, man, and you're right. And stuff. They brought him also over to give to relief from Drew to be a point guard, too, where Drew can move from point also to shooting guard, you know. So – You can mismatch, and then also that point you made about Drew being his head not knowing what to do. You know, do I just take the ball, or do I be aggressive, or do I not be aggressive?
Yep.
Do I get the ball? And honestly, you totally was right about that. You know, Tucker, right? He's key, and also with Britt, you said Craig, I agree. He can play. He can play from 3 to 4 and make. But he don't play the defense, and I get disappointed with him and Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you got these young bodies. Y'all need to run and follow your shot. Quit standing around, wait in the corner for a shot when somebody take a shot. Your little role is to go to the ball and follow shots and get baskets like that. Hustle Clay.
Oh, you talking about Ben Simmons?
No.
Forget Ben Simmons.
They out of it. I'm talking about people that sit in.
Are we going to see Simmons in a uniform next year for Philadelphia, or is he going to be going?
He's going to be gone. Merry Christmas.
Where?
They're not sure yet. Where?
To the Lakers.
They've been talking about the Lakers.
He's going to the Nets.
I'm hearing that the Lakers
did
Captain the rope.
Send him to the Clippers.
Lakers.
Sharp artist.
He withdrew from the Olympics. He said he was going to work on his game.
You got to look at who his agent is. His agent is Maverick. Is calling him. So that's associated with LeBron. That's LeBron's team.
Is that the guy from Clutch Sports?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought so.
Maverick Carter, I can't think of the other one's name, but they're his agent and stuff. Paul, it's Paul something. I can't think of his name, but
yeah, I know
who
it is.
Paul. Right, exactly. So that's LeBron's team. So so that's why I'm thinking that they're going to make some maneuvers, because they're already talking about getting rid of maybe Kuzma, maybe Andre Drummond.
Oh, yeah.
So he's only not even on a contract.
Ooh.
Then you got a shooter. Not going to be there next year. And then you got to probably trade away. Not the one that came from Clippers. I can't think of that boy's name. I say Harrell, but it might not be
him.
Yeah,
yeah,
him. So.
I think the Lakers going to go after Bill.
Who?
Yeah. Bill from the
Wizards.
Bradley Beal.
I don't think Bradley's going nowhere.
No, I think Bradley's going somewhere. If they don't get a big center, like I say, and a point guard.
They got a big center. What do y'all keep talking about? They got a big center. He just left.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I, 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 I let the DCR.
Talk the man out, and he ain't even had the time to play yet.
The best singer we ever had was Moses Malone. That's the last singer we had.
Moses Malone.
Well, y'all got a big man. Y'all got a big man in Thomas Bryant. He's a young guy. He's really good. He just got hurt. That's the only reason why he wasn't playing with you guys. And he's great for the team. Like the energy that he brings, the tenacity, all of that. He brings all of that to the team.
We next to last in defense the last 2 years.
We haven't been there.
I know my team. They next to last in defense.
I know you know your team. Between all these watching your team. I know your team, but they
next to last in defense, okay? Number two, like, they played poorly. I mean,
they played poorly.
Rebounds, the other team always gets more rebounds than we do all the time. So that
even when Thomas Brown was there? You trying to tell me even when Thomas Brown was there? No, sir.
I like to see them two paired up with Lynn, okay? And even
with
you can
Lynn,
even have Lopez.
Right.
So you do
got
a good core of big men. You got a good core of big men.
Right. Yep.
So
y'all got a good core of big men. I don't even know what they're talking about. Y'all ain't got no big man.
We need a point guard with the 15th pick.
And then you need a 3 and a 4.
All right. 3782. Great subject, everybody. But when we come back, we're going to go ahead and jump into this NFL, man. Y'all just took the subject, and we done gone and ran and ran and ran. So when we come back, we're going to jump on into this NFL.
Once in a while, I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky?
Will it go round in circles? I played that for my man, Rod. But right now, to me, Aaron Rodgers is going around in circles, man. He playing with Green Bay in a way that no player, I mean for real, should be allowed to play with their organization. You know what I mean?
White privilege.
Well, I'm not going to say white privilege because I think if any quarterback with the accomplishment of one Aaron Rodgers would have the opportunity to do exactly what Aaron Rodgers is doing. So I'm not going to go to the privilege that you know, at this moment. You know, I need to see a little more time to you know, move along with that. What do you think, Mr. Neville?
Somebody can mute their TV.
Right now, if I was Green Bay, I would just forget about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I'd go ahead and get my quarterback that I got out there ready for the season to start. Let Aaron Rodgers play his games. I know he's been the MVP 3 times and won a Super Bowl, but real, I would stop playing this game with him. I'd let him go on and do whatever he wants to do, and I'd go ahead and get my quarterback. The people I got there in camp are the people I'd be working with right now, and I wouldn't be sweating this.
I know that's right.
I agree.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, you say me? Well, yeah, like we talked about that earlier, Kale, like I agree with you, 57. I wouldn't think about him. I got a quarterback that we had drafted, so forget about him. He don't want to play. He want to act like a spoiled little brat, you know. Let him be that. Let's move on, you know, because I got an organization to run. We got a team to run. We got a qualified quarterback, else we wouldn't have drafted him. He's been under the tutelage, so let's see. Because Aaron Rodgers had his chance last year, because he talked about, I want to have a chance to play at home, you know, in a championship game and this and that. He had all that. He had 3 downs to score. He didn't do that. And he complained about because he didn't give him a chance for the 4th down. But what about that one when you had a chance to run it all the way in, brother? You only had like four, you was 4 yards, 5 yards away from the touchdown, and you panicked. You did something. You had a brain fart because you did not score. You didn't complete the play, brother. So I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers too, man. Go and get your mental awareness together like you've been saying, that you can think about things and go do Jeopardy or whatever. But we got a football team to run and football games to play. 18, as a matter of fact. So later, kick rocks, deuces.
Is it okay if I ask something? All I wanted to say is, I don't know, every company, every organization in this world, you might be the superstar, the head salesman or whatever, but they always got somebody in the wings waiting to take your place when you start falling off. That's why I don't understand Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. What did you think? They weren't going to try to find another quarterback? You're not 25. You're 35. You know, so, I mean, if you really understand the business, you have to understand that eventually you're going to get replaced.
Yeah. Your turn is
That's
coming.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a business, and there's fewer opportunities. I bet that way of the league is now, there's less time to practice and get ready for the season, and you can't be fooling around playing games about who's going to be the quarterback. You need to make those decisions going into training camp and just put your, you know, foot to the floor and the pedal to the metal and start practicing. So you're going to be ready when the time comes, you know? No fooling around.
That's
true. Well, anyway, I mean, it is a business. I mean, what is it these days? I mean, all right, Rodgers is 35. I mean, he's getting up there in years, but he's not exactly completely a has-been yet, you know. I think he's still got some left in him. But if he wants to, you know, travel elsewhere, that's his prerogative. I mean, no one's going to force him to stay at the Packers and whatnot. I mean, he wasn't happy with, you know, what happened, you know, this year and losing in the playoffs. I can understand his anger or not, but don't throw him away yet.
He's throwing himself away by all these shenanigans and acting.
Well, look, I think it was a contract.
Nobody
me
got
being
time
a,
for that.
Yeah.
He's being a diva.
Well, I think. Yeah. Well, I think he wants this contract as next career move. So.
But say that then. Say that. Say that and get it over with out your mouth. Say that physically. Say that out your mouth so people can know where you're coming from, and we don't have to keep being on these podcasts, on different podcasts, trying to figure out what you're trying to do.
Right.
We didn't know exactly what you was trying to do if you just come out and tell us, like, hey, this is what I want. This is how many years I want to do it, and this is where I want to do it at. Everybody in the world can respect that. But when you beating around the bush and acting like you're a female and you act, you know, doing the whole, and, you know, diva and out, nobody got time for that. Nobody.
Right.
Hey.
You know?
Hey. Mm-hmm. You just said a mouthful. You just said a mouthful. You know, you can't be mad that people don't know your point, or people can't get your point, or not giving you what you want if you're not expressing that. If you're not saying that. And then you have to take in consideration the rest of the team. You know, there are what, 52 guys outside of Aaron Rodgers who that team is responsible for.
Yep. And they trying to make a playoff, too. They trying to make, you know, their ends meet, and they trying to do what they got to do to stay afloat as well without making shockwaves and, you know, making headlines and all of that kind of foolishness.
Yeah, my boy,
my
boy Debo chimed in and said, I definitely agree, the world doesn't stop. Aaron Rodgers needs to understand that. He needs to understand that. The world does not stop, Playboy, and it's not about what you have done. It's more about what you're going to do, the expectations. Yeah. And we all know, unless your name is Tom Brady, once you pass the age of 30, they're really not looking for a whole lot from you. They're really not expecting a whole lot from you. And I mean, it's just serious. I'm serious.
That is what it is. Yeah.
Brett Favre, I look at Brett Favre's career. Mm. Brett Favre was one of the craziest and just the wildest quarterbacks I've ever seen, and it came to an end. His whole career, everything, came to an end. So, you know, it can end for anyone, you know. It can end for anyone, and when it's time for you to go, it's just time to go, man. It's just time to go.
Everybody got an expiration date. That's just what it is. Everybody got an expiration date.
Yes, but we don't know when.
Yeah, we don't. We really don't know when. But when you out here acting a monkey or acting a fool,
I mean, how do you explain? How do you explain the dominoes
jump?
I mean, how do you explain? You know, the dominoes would still say, "Well, I don't want to mention really by his name, but I guess I have to." Tom Brady, and he's still playing, and he's going to go until he's about maybe 45, 46 years old.
Who?
Tom Brady, that guy.
Oh.
You can see what it's trying to do. You know what it's trying to do, right? Trying to do it, trying to give you a scope without mentioning his name. Because you'll know of any player that I can't, that I don't like, and I refuse to say his name.
Right.
Well,
you get the idea, right?
But no, how about this? Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Tree.
But look, even with, you know, you don't want to say his name, you know, that guy, TB, you don't want to say his name. But he's playing amazing football at the moment. He's playing amazing football.
But you know,
he's not making a monkey of himself. He's not being a butthole. He's not doing a whole bunch of shenanigans.
No, but,
like, he's just doing what he got to do.
No, but, Trace, the thing is that, you see, he's on the Patriots, was on the Patriots, and that's our rival, you know, because I'm a Jet fan, so you can only imagine what the disgust I have for him.
Exactly.
Yes, I like to see her dark in this picture.
No, I get it. 563-999-3782. Hey, Lou, we're going to get you some help with that, man. We'll be right back.
I'll try.
When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe. But we're not. I'll say it off, but I'm dreaming of you, and I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye and I choke, try to walk away and I stumble, so I try to hide it, it's clear my world bubbles with you on my lips.
Hey, Tree. Ain't I a stink, man?
You just ruined my monologue.
Because you know what? I'm going to tell you how I played that song. A buddy of mine who just had a birthday, happy birthday, Matt Weaver, he is a diehard Green Bay fan. And I sent him, I said, happy birthday. Now go on and send Rogers to watch. He didn't even respond to me. He was like, "You play what?" You know what I mean? So I had to get that in because that's how he is. He say goodbye and he choke, try to walk away and he stumble. His world ain't nothing without me.
Just getting the yak, huh?
You know.
It was terrible.
We're going to bring everybody else in. Now listen, I muted everybody at their phone, at their TV on or something. So I was just catching
the Euro Cup game. I wanted to catch the final moments. And Italy is advancing to the final on Sunday. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And speaking of, Tampa Bay Lightning, 3-1 ahead of Montreal Canadiens, and game five will be Wednesday in Tampa Bay. So, I don't know what's going on with Tampa Bay. They winning too much. I'm about to go down there and check that water.
Overtime. It was overtime last night.
It was overtime last night.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, hey.
I had a feeling, though, they were going to win anyway. I didn't feel a sweep coming at all. I had a feeling Montreal had to win one game, at least at home. So it didn't surprise me. But the thing is, could this be a turning point?
I don't see this as a turning point. I think Tampa Bay took it off and allowed Montreal, how should I put this? A mercy win. A gentleman. So it'll be a gentleman.
Okay. So in other words, we're not going to see like a replay of the Red Sox coming back against the Yankees from 2004. Is that what you're saying?
Low up.
Okay, bad example. I take it back.
Well,
don't be throwing the Yankees under the bus now.
Well, what are you talking about baseball?
They evaporate.
Our pitching letting us down. Let me say something real quick if I don't mind. I hope I'm not cutting across anybody. But look.
Let me go ahead and get this point out.
The mask started coming off soon as the All-Star break is over with. You, right. Tampa Bay, if Tampa Bay and is still running away like they're doing right now, say 20 games after the All-Star break, then they're legit. But right now, that's how I look at baseball. Huh? I ain't hear nobody say nothing about no hockey.
He was saying Canadians. He was talking baseball real quick. And you, I mean, hockey.
Baseball. I thought they were talking baseball. I'm a DC fan. After my Caps got knocked off, I knocked hockey off.
Well, can I chime in? Okay, Lou, I agree with you, Lou. As far as you saying, I guess you was trying to say, you know, is Tampa Bay trying to be a dominant team? Are they trying to be the team? Because they won it last year, and I was saying to myself, like you say, Kel, what is it over there? I mean, Canadians, they known for hockey up there, up north, you know,
cold weather
and all that. And then you got Florida, you know, I mean, it must be the weather because them boys is playing some hockey. And they won last year, and they finna repeat. You know, although they didn't sleep, but they are finna repeat. And they might be trying to do a little dynasty. I don't know who their players are because I don't keep up with them because I'm a Hawks fan. But they have a tough team, obviously, because they finna repeat. So, hey, they doing something. I was shocked. I'm shocked about how they doing the Canadians, how they took care of the Canadians. I'm also shocked that the Penguins didn't go further, you know. So, yeah.
Boy, you almost good. You almost made me cut some of the Penguins.
Well, they got Crosby, you know. Well, you know, I mean, you know, that's top team. You know, National Hawks. National Hawks, Tampa Bay, you know, and you got the, you know, Canadian, all them teams, you know, win them championships. But Tampa Bay they doing something. Maybe it's the no tax. Ain't nobody got to give up their money. So maybe that's it.
Oh, yeah, they definitely got to do that.
Yeah, that will help you win.
That's a fact.
That will help you win. Yeah, I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that. But, you know, now 57. Since you want to go into baseball,
don't do it. He's late.
I watched number two in the NLP. Trey Turner is third in the NLE. He's sucking with his 3.86 average. The Nats in second place with a 41-42 record. Go that. Yeah, buddy. Hey, did anybody else realize that the All-Star game is next week? We're in the All-Star game all day. Wow. Now, I know what that means. Training camp around the corner.
Yeah. We
got
about 70 more days left.
Training camp is round the corner. So, you know, hey, congratulations to my net. You know, started at 4.
Yeah.
And boy, Schwarber, I forgot who we got him from. But if it's one of you guys' team that Schwarber came from, thank you very much. CMP Kill, appreciate you.
Okay.
You know, hey, every time he's up to bat, he's going to be something great. So, hey,
yeah,
thank you.
Yep. I'm excited for our linebacker, the shadow, Jameis Davis.
the shadow. I said, we got the shadow, the predator. You know, we got our defensive line. I mean, we got the number one defense in the NFL. So to all these offenses, and it's going to start with San Diego, we're gonna do a hurting on them. I mean, I feel, you know, we got a better offense than we had last year, much better offense, a way better quarterback situation than we had last year, a better running game, a way tight end game.
You can tell who spent most of their time talking to the Kirby.
Yeah. Because, you know, we studied. And the main thing you have to do, like a student to a teacher, is study. Study the ins and outs. You can't just say, well, they're going to do this. No, you have to study day and night about what this team, who they got, what the mistakes they made from last year and stuff. What the Haskins failed us. Instead of him studying himself, he party around and did all foolish things and stuff, and then he lied to the coach. That's the one thing you don't do. And that's what happened to us.
Well, can I say three things?
You do not need to.
How y'all doing? How's everybody?
Great. Zero.
Hey, Kirby.
Don't charge him up.
Hey, all right. I got three things to say. Number one, I'm going to pick Phoenix to win in five. And I want y'all to know about the 49ers. You don't need another quarterback. You got one that can throw from rooftop to rooftop. Right on target. Tom Brady could not make that throw. Kyle Shanahan was on top of one roof and threw a perfect long ball to a receiver on another roof across the street.
Tell him again, Kirby.
Kirby.
I'm serious. I'm serious. I ain't lying. Check out Bleacher Report. I saw the video. Kyle Shanahan got an arm. Now, the Milwaukee Bucks need to get Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute him. I'm gonna mute Kirby. You're muted.
I'm gonna say you gotta leave a mute because both y'all talking. We can't hear even one of y'all.
Hey, well, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Welcome to Kale's Corner, Kirby. After I give you that beautiful Washington introduction, you come on here talking San Francisco. Oh, come on, Kirby, you hurt? No.
The next time he tries that stuff, throwing from rooftop to rooftop, we're going to have a helicopter. We're going to pick it off. But, Kale, what I notice is every time you go in that adult bookstore, your signal gets all broke up and everything. So, you know, and I got an email here from LeBron James that says, tell your friend DMV Kale to stop talking shit about my man first. Now, Classy Lassie is she's an avid sports fan. The only reason she isn't knowing the names of every player and their height, weight, who's on the bench and all that stuff is that she's had vision problems that got worse, but now they're getting better because she had her eyes worked on, operated on. So she'll be back in the flow there. She'll be talking about her Chiefs and the NFL and her favorite player over there with the Cardinals, you know. He's been there a long time. He stole my body, you know. That's Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay.
I'm gonna say hi to Steve and my Pittsburgh fan friend over there. You know, it's still a damn shame that they didn't have Terry Bradshaw in there for the best 100, top 100, you know, of all time, you know, in the quarterback section. I'm still mad about that. That's just wrong.
They'll never want to give us our credit.
Is that what
Kirby? When are you going to talk some Washington football, man?
Right now. I tell you what. We're going to do it this year. We defense wins championships, and we got a top four defense, number one in different areas, number two in other areas, and we got Fitzmagic, and we got Heineke, and we got an offensive line, and we got four wide receivers that run 4-3. You know, we picked up another tight end, so we got two good tight ends. We gonna kick some butt, take some names.
Okay.
We're gonna start with them charges, and then we gotta whoop the Giants like they stole something.
Okay, Kirby.
I'm with all that. I like that. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear nothing about no damn San Francisco or no.
What the fuck, Cam?
Well, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm 74, kind of ailing, but make me some money table dancing down there at Chippendales, you know, for the women over 70, you know. y'all ain't right. You know you ain't right, you know.
I'm learning.
But, no, I tell you what, I'm ready for some football. I'm tired, sick and tired of everything else going on. I'm ready for some football. I feel like I need my football fix, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Ready to see some training camp. Yeah. They was talking about changing our colors from burgundy and gold, you know. So I told them you can make it any colors you want to as long as it's burgundy and gold.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
After Kirby talk, I'm dumbfounded. I just don't know which way to go or what to say. Kirby gonna crack me up. Here's something that I don't know if you know yet, Kirby, but HBO's Hard Knocks will be featuring those Cowboys.
Yeah, for the third time, and they ain't won a damn thing, you know, in 30 years, you know.
But to be eligible for Hard Knocks, you have to have a losing season.
None of them Cowboys have been on a horse. And they have one star on their helmet, which is their rating. One star rating. Now, who wants to eat at a one-star restaurant, sleep at a one-star motel? There ain't nobody in the right mind with an IQ higher than tire pressure wants a one-star team. And them Cowboys, they a one-star team. That's all they is.
They just a one-star.
Hey, one star, that's all they got.
You did not.
Look
right
at the helmet.
One star over here.
Look at the helmet. They got one star on there.
You did not say the IQ higher than Kyle Preston.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he did.
Well, like Classy just said, to be on Hard Knocks, you have to have a losing season. And we all know Cowboys ain't had nothing but a losing season last year. And it's funny, I get a big kick out of Skip Bayless and, you know, all the pronosticators that say, oh, Dallas is going to have a comeback season and Ezekiel Elliott training like never before. So what, he been bullshitting all the other seasons, you know?
Well, Dak is not going to be able to play. His ankle is not going to last the full season by the time we get to the last five games where we play Dallas twice and Eagles twice and Giants once in the last five games. Dak won't even be playing.
All righty then.
That's
a long
kick.
Season. Yeah. That's right. Hey, Classy.
Okay.
How you doing?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm just listening to you guys. I'm thinking, these, you know, those poor Cowboys, they've been on Hard Knocks 3 years. How absolutely embarrassing for the fans, you know. They're going to take the place the Browns used to be, the fact, what was it? The fact that
you.
They play the same one every year. It ain't new. They just play the same one every year. That's all.
Yeah. A lot of coaches don't want their team on there because they think it's a distraction, you know.
And they.
But we're talking about Jerry Jones. We're
talking about Jerry Jones. Instead of being camera mode.
If you're ever in Dallas and there's a tornado, the best place to go is over there at the AT&T Stadium because they don't have no touchdowns over there.
Well, we're coming to that point, guys. We're coming to that point. I don't know about you all anywhere else, but even having these 100-degree weather days, and I'm telling you, nothing says training camp more to me than hot weather. So,
oh yeah,
we're getting to that point, and hey, our sport that we love so much is coming back. You know. As far as Aaron Rodgers go, I mean, I think that America has been through so much trauma with COVID last year and, you know, not being able to enjoy ourselves and go to the games and tailgates and stuff like that. So I'm just speaking for myself. I'm willing to go in and let Aaron Rodgers move off to the side and do whatever it is he feels he needs to do and allow the rest of the team to play football. The people that want to show up, people.
Well, I want to give Aaron Rodgers one of those Pittsburgh, those terrible towels for his crybaby ass. That's what I want to do. I'm sick and tired of him. Yeah. I mean, he's talking about, I live close by Denver, and they talking these Denver radio stations all day and all night. They're talking about Aaron Rodgers might come here, you know, because of Elway. Elway's talking to Aaron Rodgers, you know, all this stuff.
Then you have two crybabies.
Well, I'm going to be watching my Washington football team live at that stadium down there, eighth game, on Halloween Day, the 31st of October, I'm going to be there watching my Washington football team just whoop the dog stuff out of them Broncos.
Well, we'll be waiting at you.
That's right. You and I both, Kurt.
Yeah.
Hey, Kale, not to go backwards, because I know we definitely don't do backwards, but they did say they was giving giving Sam Cassell a shot at interview the Washington Wizards. Sam Cassell and somebody got to mute their phone with the baby in the background. I said with Sam Cassell that they was going to hire him. I mean, you know, they was going to interview him. We already knew about Wes Unseld. And it was one other person that they was thinking about.
It was another assistant coach.
Yeah, assistant coach guy. But I was just amazed that they – you know, Sam Cassell's name was even mentioned. I was amazed. I don't know if he's going to get the position. I don't know that for sure. I don't know. But I was just happy that someone interviewed him.
But I'm surprised that they didn't get the lady from San Antonio.
We're not talking. We don't. You talking about Becky Hammon? She only been an assistant for, 3 years, 4 years now. So, no, she's not. She wasn't on
the organization
for
7 years.
No, with them. Okay, 7 years. I give her 7 years, but she's still not what I want for my team. And I'm a female, and I still don't want her.
Woo! Okay.
I think...
Not with all these underqualified people. No.
Okay.
I think the NFL and the NBA and all these leagues are going a little bit too far with some of these features.
You're
still talking about a male-dominated league. And as I stated... As I stated, you really want to bring a female into a locker room that has had everything from people using the bathroom and other people's shoes to guns being brought in. No offense against Ham. None whatsoever.
Right.
She'll make a great coach. But not for the women.
For the women. For the women. Like, why are we taking this out of content? Why is she even over here?
Yeah.
You would make a great head coach for the Mystics, any female team. Any female team. Because, one, they can relate to you. Two, if you go in the locker room, it ain't going to be no sexual harassment. Or it might be. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe. I'm just a legend. I don't know. But what I'm saying is it'll be more comfortable for everybody involved. All the men, they can walk around freely with their underwears on, swinging around, you know, they little, you know, just swinging. And you ain't gotta worry about nobody. But you got this lady coming in at any given moment or any given time, and now I got to hurry up and run to the back, or I got to run, or I got to hide, and then if I don't do it quick enough, you might say I'm harassing you. Like, that's no. Let me tell you.
I totally agree.
When I worked over the jail, the men was not allowed to work with the women. And the women are not allowed, the women are allowed to work with the men, but they have to have another man working with them. Like, no man can't work with the women by themselves because women gonna scream rape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're putting
everybody in an uncomfortable situation if they have to go through that. Like, if she just go over to the WNBA, nobody would take her.
You're absolutely right. You're right on point.
You are A+ today.
Yeah.
Hey, but can I add this? Hey, yes. the men's might also still have to worry about things in the men's locker room. I'm just messing around. You know, everybody they come out, but you're totally on point. You're totally
that's why
on
they
point.
Make that's why I need to use soap on a rope in the shower. So
hey,
so
you
can't drop the soap.
Right, Kirby. You're right.
I got
y'all
one
on
thing
point.
I may fall.
Back against the wall.
In all seriousness, I just don't feel that. Whose background is that?
Somebody mute your phone.
In all seriousness, just don't. Not only is that an unpredictable situation, it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary
right.
situation. And you know, I'm just gonna speak as a man. You put a pair of breasts in front of me, I'm staring at them. I'm just a man. You know what I mean?
Right.
You put a nice body and big old behind in front of me, I'm focused. I'm going to listen to what you're saying because I won't disrespect you like that. But, am I supposed to look at every woman like a mother figure? You know what I mean? And for some of the men, that's going to turn them off.
Well, women will tell you, Kel. Women will tell you, my eyes are up here.
Or what happened to Ivan Iverson when he put all his big jewelry in his pocket and the $10,000 in his pocket and said, I'm going to score about 40 points. And the owner brother say, hey, man, he taking more money than me. He ain't gonna miss it. Please switch. He forgot. Tell me, it was on camera and said, "Oh, man, you the brother. You the brother of the owner. You idiot." And I said, "I wonder what happened to my chain and my money."
Oh, Steve, I don't know what the hell you talk about, Steve. I really don't.
No, that
you
happened.
Don't.
Really, no, that happened for real. The owner brother was stealing Ivan Iverson money. He stole some of his change too, and Ivan didn't even notice.
Oh wow!
Because of all the money and all the change, and to somebody told, and to the owner told Ivan Iverson to come into this office, and they show him the video.
Oh, wow.
Look it up on the internet. They'll show you. They'll show you the video.
Wasn't he the player that I don't have to practice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I will watch that today.
No. He was saying with all he's done, all his accolades,
you got to concentrate.
Yeah. Only one of them.
See, also, though, when let me add this, what happened behind the scenes, one of his homeboys had passed away, you know? So he was grieving about that, too. So he was like, you know, y'all talking about practice. This is what we talking about. We talking about practice. Like you said, all what he does to the team, he gives it his all. He put out 110 on the court, and he's going through things. You know, he got issues already. You knew about the family issues. But now, like I said, his homeboy passed away, and y'all want to confront him about practice. He's supposed to be the franchise player, the superstar. So, come on, man.
Yeah, and they beat the Lakers in game one. And man, they could have beat the Lakers that year, but they didn't have no help. It was just him and
well, they couldn't beat him. They couldn't beat him if they had no help, though. I'm sorry. I hate when people say that. They just needed like four more people. They just needed like four more people. Like, no, man,
yeah.
No. They did
and
not. They could not
up.
Have beat them. Cut it out.
Yeah, they just had him and Dikembe. That's it.
Okay,
that's
well,
all they had.
There's no way they could have beat him if that's all they had.
They had no forwards and another point guard. That was
bad. Y'all not listening to what I'm saying. Aaron McGee didn't do nothing that series. Okay. Dikembe tried to do what he can, but Shaq dominated him. Come on.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
So, like you say, Iverson was going by himself, and then they didn't play the Tim guy that much. But the Lakers had too much force, man. They just had they just couldn't do nothing with him. Not with this Iverson. They was going against Shaq and Kobe, man. And then they had a team, so. You know, and then you have Snow trying to be your other, you know, your two or your one, and Iverson going off mighty man, but Dikembe was no match for Shaq. You know what I'm saying? Shaq was scoring on him anytime at will.
Dunking on him anytime he will.
And he was not an offensive threat neither. Dikembe was not an offensive threat. So, and like I said, Aaron McGee did not show up. And then also they had what's the boy from North Carolina, George Lynch.
Yeah, George Lynch.
But they didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
So like you say, he needed another team. He needed four more players.
Philadelphia was in that final. Philadelphia was in that final because of Allen Iverson.
Yes,
no way they could
be. I said that. We said that. True.
Yeah.
He was a one-man show. He was a one-man show in the playoffs, though. I might get ridiculed for what I'm about to say.
Hey, Catrice.
That year, he was the best.
Go ahead, 57. Go ahead, 57.
And that year, Allen Iverson was the best player in the NBA. I know Kobe was there. Shaq was there. Allen Iverson was the best player in the NBA that year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I believe that.
I agree.
I didn't know that when he made that statement he was in mourning for his loss to his homeboy. I didn't know that.
The media did what they always do. They take a statement and run with it. That's why when they get a 17-year-old and you stick a microphone in his face and you ask him a 35-year-old question, and then you expect him to give you the exact answer. You know, if you say something wrong, then they want to persecute him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's just like Jim Moore. Practice? You're talking about practice? I mean, playoffs? Playoffs? I'm like, yeah, playoffs.
Well,
I mean,
Catrice.
Jim Moore said, playoffs. I'm just trying to win a game.
Yeah.
What's up, Kirby?
Okay, you're talking about women in sports. I do not believe in that, except in the main office. Now, we had a bad culture, and there was a lot of bad hanky-panky going on before Riverboat Ron came in. And Riverboat Ron's wife and Dan Snyder's wife, Tanya, and Julia Donaldson are changing the culture, and they're not going to put up with that crap and, that women have to put up with in the workplace, and when the men cross the line and stuff, because it's going to be all about women's football. And
so
Tanya's
side of
changing,
half of the Washington football team,
and the Washington football team is not going to be dysfunctional like the Kardashians. Okay.
You can't control everything. I mean, she may mean well, and she may mean to do everything the right way. But if you're not physically there in the locker room every time, then you can't say that.
No. On paper, she owns half of the team because
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking about her owning nothing. I'm talking about she can't control the narrative if somebody want to scream race.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, she can't control that.
Okay.
another
no,
one.
Let's put it, no, every single
no,
time.
No,
she's not in there
no,
when they taking a shower. They not in there when they changing their clothes.
NFL,
she's
no,
not in there.
The NFL said.
It just cost Snyder $10 million because of all the bullshit that went
to,
on before we had the before we had the court, coaching change.
Man, do you know how long ago that took?
Another point that you guys need to realize, right now, Washington as a organization is in a very volatile situation because any woman can come out and claim anything
yes.
right
mm-hmm.
now.
That's right.
It'll have to be proven, but I mean, Washington would be taken to an extreme, like let's say Miami would, or New England would. You know what I mean? So we're in a delicate situation as an organization.
Those women are going to fix it. They're going to take care of it. And the NFL is finished with it. They just fined Dan Snyder $10 million for the previous culture.
Stuff that happened 17 years ago.
I'm exaggerating.
Wait a minute. They had to go back and assess it. That means it was years ago. Come on, y'all. This is a disaster waiting to happen. Period.
They're going back to Allen, Michaels, the announcer and stuff.
It don't matter.
First, Allen got rid of our general manager, which we love. The one from Seattle, because he got rid of him because he got good players for us. And the next thing he called him a drunk on nationwide TV. You don't call somebody a drunk on nationwide TV, and you can't prove it.
That's true.
You know, somebody called me a drunk. I'm gonna go take a breathalyzer.
First of all, I wouldn't even care. Like, if somebody was to call me, I'd be like, okay, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because the burden is not on me. The burden is on you. If you accusing me of something, I don't have to prove you're wrong or right. The burden is on you.
It depends on
the person who calling them out, because if a person is powerful, they could just tarnish the person's image and what have you. So now, even though it's not true, but yet it's still in the mind of people and they wonder. So now you have a disdain on.
But guess what, Ted? But guess what? That, mm-hmm. I mean, that's true what you're saying. That's true. But guess what? Once it's been said, you already told. Because you can never get that back. Whether you're true, that's what I'm trying to say. So
yeah, I agree.
I agree with you.
I mean, you're right, you say, you shouldn't care. You know, it's easy for us to say, but this younger generation now, you know, they so soft skin and stuff, so it really will affect them more
care.
So. You know, you're right. I mean, but for somebody to call somebody out and you don't have no proof, that's wrong.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You know, that's totally wrong. But then, like you said, what somebody says is then, you know, I wouldn't have to prove that. Like Deshaun Watson, you know, it came out. He didn't have to say a thing. He didn't have to say nothing. So
and
the truth comes out.
And sometimes not saying nothing is saying a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
You just let your people that you pay, you let them speak for you. Three appointments.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't got to be arguing with nobody, going back and forth with nobody. But that lady in that locker room, that's going to cause more problems than it's going to do anybody any good. Because first and foremost, you're going to have somebody sitting there talking with their drawers. You know, this lady sitting talking to a bunch of men, shirts off, drawers on, socks, you know, in the air. That's no. Let's not do that.
It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate.
It is very.
And it's another unnecessary situation that Washington doesn't need, bottom line.
Yeah.
At this time, I'm going to thank everybody who participated in this show today. And Miss Priest, it's on you, boo.
Well, you guys know what I always say. We love you guys today. Way more than yesterday. But not as much as tomorrow. Turn down some, Q. But not as much as tomorrow. No, you're okay. We love you guys. Stay tuned. We'll see you guys back here Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. Bring a friend, you guys. Bring a friend with you when you come. We love you, and you guys be safe, and we'll see y'all on Thursday. 563-999-3782 is the number. Pass it out.
Another exciting, exhilarating, thoughtful, plentiful information laden show, and I want to thank all of you. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to join us here on Kale's Corner. We ask that you join us again Thursday, where we'll have some NBA playoffs, NBA finals to talk about come Thursday. What happened in game one and everything that's going on. Like Ms. Treat say, we love y'all. You know what? I'm not even going to try to do that. Nope. Hey, I love y'all. Peace. Yo.